Everyone, this is Lori McNair with Holy Hill Ministries and A Broken Hearts GPS, and I'd like to welcome you to today's podcast. I have good news for you today, coming from Psalm 16, verse 11, and it reads, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Wow, all that is ours for the taking. You know, it might seem challenging to embrace this biblical truth that we have access to perpetual joy. We have access to pleasures that come from our Heavenly Father, and we have been given the gift of guidance and direction by Holy Spirit. And so even when the storms of life arise, and we know they will, right? So we're not suggesting that we won't have challenges, that we won't face difficulties, because that's not reality. But when these things, these issues, these dilemmas, these crises come up, we have a place to go. And we have been given a way of escape. We're given the ability to navigate and traverse these challenges. And like I said, you know, sometimes these storms come up. You know, not too long ago, I was out with my youngest daughter, Zoe, and we got caught in an unexpected rainstorm, right? And so we're in the store, and we're leaving the checkout, and so all of a sudden we could just hear the rain on the roof of this massive store that we're in, and you could just see people just gathered at the front doors because nobody wanted to go out in this downpour. Because what do we want when it's raining? We want to stay dry, right? We want shelter, and so people were kind of waiting for the rains to subside, for the wind to subside, so that you could get to your vehicle. And so, you know, it seemed like there was a slight pause in the rain. So I said, you know, come on, Zoe, we're gonna make a run for it, right? And so I put Zoe, and she's 9, so she's outgrown traveling in the push cart. But I said, hey, listen, jump up here on the cart, and we're gonna run to the car. And so I'm sure it was quite a sight to see, but you know, we got to the car, and you know, we got home, and you know, all was well. But the point to my story is, when storms come, we look for shelter, right? Most of us don't want to stand out in the rain. And so we have that in the spirit realm when life's storms arise. And God tells us that we can experience, even when we're in a storm, we can experience joy, we can experience peace and delight, right? And even in that, God will lead us and guide us in the way that we should go. And so it's all about God's presence, taking full advantage of the gift that we've been given to be in His presence. And so His presence, there is pleasures forevermore. That's what the Word of God says. And so that word pleasure, it is delight. It's sweet things. It's pleasant things. It speaks of singing, you know, these melodious songs of joy. That's in God's presence. We can experience that. The Word talks to us about how He will lead us and show us the path of life, and meaning He's going to tell us. God is going to teach. He's going to declare. He's going to instruct. He's going to reveal. He's going to advise. He will give you instruction, but it comes from spending time in His presence. We also know that we can experience joy, and it's glee. It's that type of joy is gladness. The in the Hebrew, it's rendered as the kind of joy that you feel when you're at a celebration, when you're at a festival or some type of you know, ceremony. You think of a wedding reception. You know, people are happy, they're smiling, there's laughter, there's dancing, you're celebrating the newly married couple. That's the kind of joy that is mentioned in Psalm 16:11. And so isn't that good news? It might not really resonate in your natural thinking, because when we're in the storm, all we want to do is get out of it, right? But we can still tap in to this supernatural element of unspeakable peace. You know, it's indescribable. You can have joy, and it doesn't make sense, right? Because it's joy that's happening in our innermost being. You know, our hearts can feel overwhelmed and worried and kind of weary, but we can take all that and sit in the Father's presence. And when we're with Him, just as a natural father, there's something about being in the presence of a natural father that you experience contentment. You know, hey, hanging with Dad, you know, chilling with Dad, right? And so we can take that into God's presence, and we can experience something really remarkable and really incredible. And before we know it, the storm will be past, but we'll still be basking in supernatural joy. So I just like to encourage you today that you can experience perpetual, constant, enduring joy and pleasures. The Bible says forevermore, and that evermore, that's the perpetualness, that's the perpetuity that the scripture is speaking of. It doesn't have to end, but it begins when we come into the Father's presence. He is the great I am, and so anything that we need, He has. If our hearts are overwhelmed, if we're struggling in a relationship, if we're experiencing grief at the loss of a loved one, if we're battling something in our bodies, we can take all of that into God's presence, and we can experience His power at work in our lives. And that's a guarantee, because God is not a man that He should lie. That's what the Bible says. We can take His word to the bank. And so it's all about relationship, and it's all about pursuing God's presence. So if you're facing a crisis today, if you're in a storm, if there's a seemingly insurmountable obstacle, may I encourage you, go before the Father in prayer. Begin to give Him all of your concerns and enjoy the wonders of His presence. You will experience supernatural joy. And so, and when you tap into that place of joy, be sure to send us your testimony. We want to hear about the wonderful things God is doing in the lives of His people. So many today think that miracles are over, that, you know, signs and wonders, that those that time has passed. It's just simply not the case. And so if we as the body of Christ begin to arise and declare the works of the Lord, others will be encouraged and motivated to keep pressing, to keep moving forward. David says in Psalm 27, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He's saying, look, I would have lost hope. I would have given up. I would have thrown in the towel. But I tapped into a place where I found hope and encouragement and strength for the journey. And we need to share that truth with others. So please send us your praise report, send us your testimony, email us Lori, Lauri at abrokenheartsgps.org. Call us 1-866-460-8976. You can direct message us on Twitter, you know, inbox us at Facebook. We are accessible, we are available, and we love to hear from you. So we'll close out in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you, God, for your word, for your truths, God, for your promises that are yes and amen. We just decree your word over our lives, and of Psalm 16 verse 11, that in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And thank you, Father, for your promise that you will lead us, you'll reveal to us the path of life, because you desire that your people walk in abundant joy, that we live a full, prosperous life, that it be well in our souls. So we just commit this scripture. We give the word back to you, Father, and we thank you for the works that you're doing in the unseen realm. We just praise you and thank you for the truths of your word. We receive it now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.